Day two of OTAs, but day one for us, Bob. And let's start with the obvious. There was no Gronk and no Brady, which I'm sure you all have heard. We heard. Bill Belichick, though, didn't want to talk about it. We heard a couple players, though, weigh in, including Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, Brian Hoyer spoke about Tom Brady afterwards, or the lack thereof. And while the Brady-Gronkowski storyline has commanded our attention, Hoyer said it hasn't taken away from the focus of him or his teammates who are here today.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm focused on myself. I know my teammates, you know, we're all focused on getting better each day. And that's all we can do. I don't think it's a distraction in any way at all.
And following the Belichick way, we'll talk about the players who were here today. The biggest thing that stuck out to me, Bob, Julian Edelman. He looked pretty good out there. And I saw him running, and I'm thinking, man, Julian looks good. But then I remember he did get hurt in August. So he seems to be on track. What were your impressions?
Equally impressed, not only by Julian Edelman, but other players who went through the similar rehab process, including Derek Rivers, a rookie last year, felt a week earlier than Julian Edelman in the joint practices against the Houston Texans, of course, with a torn ACL. Nate Ebner, who was injured during this season with a torn ACL. Although Julian did eventually retreat to the lower field for some conditioning work, what we saw of him today, moving and cutting very well, mirrored what we also saw from Derek and Nate Ebner and some of the other guys who came into this OTA session with some questions surrounding their health, or at least in their case, on the long road to recovery. Very impressive indeed.
Adrian Claiborne won that. Also, there were some questions. Is he hurt? Is he going to play? He was out and practicing, and he looked pretty good as well. Another surprise to some, but it was just business as usual for the Patriots.
In the case of Adrian Claiborne, again, to work with his defensive line teammates and the rest of the defense in some drills, to exert some pressure, relatively speaking, on the quarterback and get into the flow of things with the Patriots. And I thought it was also interesting to see Brent Bielema, the former head coach at Wisconsin and, of course, more recently Arkansas, out there. We've understood that he's been a part of the Patriots' scouting process and has been around Bill Belichick, seen at the Preakness last week. We got a chance to see him out here today, although maybe not with the title of assistant coach, doing the work, it appeared, of an assistant coach.
And speaking of that, we saw general manager Nick Caserio throw in some balls, and man, he's got a pretty good arm. I was impressed. Were you impressed?
Former John Carroll quarterback. That arm definitely has to go on ice after today's practice. But with two quarterbacks, Danny Etling, of course, wearing number 58, and Brian Hoyer in his familiar number 2. Nick Caserio had to pick up the slack and deliver some throws, and per usual, he was on target and on time with most of those throws.
And you mentioned Danny Etling wearing number 58. All the rookies are in the 50s, and Nesson.com's Doug Kide said he's noticing a trend. They're all in the 50s, and it's in order of when they were drafted, and it seems to pan out right. I don't know if Bill Belichick or any of the coaching staff had anything to do with that, but there's always something going on. One year, no numbers. This year, it's all in the 50s. So we'll have to see more as storylines develop. What numbers are the rookies going to wear?
Of course, all looking to earn a number on the 46, or at least the 53, that starts the season come September. A long way to go between now and then, but it's good to be back, watching this process start to unfold.
Great to be back. Players are trying to get better. We're trying to get better as well. That will do it from day two of OTAs. For my partner, Bob Soucy, I'm Megan O'Brien.